Personal fall restraint systems prevent workers from reaching a point where a fall might occur. Often, fall restraint systems are used when workers need to work close to the edge of the hazard. Fall restraint systems have three components: anchorage connector, body wear, connecting device. The anchorage or tie-off point can be an I-beam, rebar, scaffolding, or a lifeline. Do not use guardrails as anchorage points. An anchorage connector is used to join the connecting device to the anchorage. This can be a crossarm strap, beam anchor, D-bolt, or hook connector. Body wear is the personal protective equipment worn by the worker. Workers should wear a full body harness when using fall restraint systems. A full body harness protects workers from serious injury in the rare event they fall over the edge because the length of the connecting device has been made longer than the distance to the edge. The connecting device is the link that joins the body wear to the anchorage connector. In fall restraint systems, this is most commonly a fixed length lanyard or retractable lanyard that is shorter than the distance to the edge of the hazard. Fall restraint systems provide some freedom of movement, but do not allow workers to approach the edge of a hazard. As part of a fall training program, workers that are using fall restraint systems need to be instructed on how to use body wear and how to safely attach and detach from the tie-off point. Training should also include how to inspect equipment and how to check that others are using the system properly.